The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Kama has been graciously dedicated by Rav Tzvi Reisman and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his esteemed father, Harav Yehoshua Heschel Reisman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an Eloi to his neshama.
Today's daf will be daf Lamed Tes in Bava Kama, the fourth perek, Shor Shenogach Esapara. The Mishnah teaches us, Shor Shor Pikeach, Shenogach, Shor Shor Chere Shoyt of a Cotton Chayiv. The Shor Chere Shoyt of a Cotton, Shenogach, Shor Shor Pikeach, Potter. If a cotton owns a shor, says the Mishnah, and the shor is Nogach, that of an adult, he is Potter. The Mishnah later on tells us, V'shel chayv shoyt of a cotton, bezdin ma'amidin len apitropis. So the Gemara has an apparent stira in the Mishnah. On one hand we say that if a shor of a cotton is mazik, he's potter. On the other hand the Mishnah says that ma'amidin len apitropis. So Rava comes and he answers the stira. The Gemara says, I'm a Rava. Im huksaku nakhonim, ma'amidin len apitropis, umeidin len bifnei apitropis, umashvidin lehu mu'ed. Dehada nogach l'sham me'aliyah. That really when a cotton shor is mazik, the cotton is exempt. However, if the shor is mazik three times, so we're ma'amidin apitropis, and we make the shor into a shor mu'ed, and then the cotton is then chayiv. Tosis explains that why, if a cotton is chayiv, so it should always be chayiv. If a cotton is potter, it should always be potter. Why is it only chayiv when it becomes a mu'ed through ma'amidim and apitropis? So Tosis says that we have a concept by cotton. The Mishnah teaches us on Daf Pei Zayin, she'yalid cotton shehizik potter milishalim. A cotton that does hezik is totally exempt to pay a nekeva below 12 and a zocher below 13. And the Mishnah quotes it as being pigyos and ra. If you encounter a cotton that damages you, it's pigyos and ra. You lose out because the cotton is in fact potter. It says Tosfos that since the cotton is potter in his own physical hezek, surely if his shor is mazik, he is also potter. And the only reason that he's chayiv in the Mishnah by ma'amidin len apitropis is a takana for shor nakhonim. Since this shor has been proven to be dangerous, we have to make a takana, we have to mechayiv the cotton in order to prevent future damages because it's a dangerous shor that he has. But really, theoretically, the cotton is potter in all the hezekas that he causes. I'd like to discuss a moment the halacha of hezek that a cotton does and what's the ramifications of the halacha. A lot of questions are very common. For example, if an adult now remembers when he was a child, he did many hezekos or many genevis, how does he do tshuva for such genevis and hezekos? Does he have to do tshuva? Is a father chayiv to prevent his son from doing hezek? Is he chayiv when his son actually does hezek? I'd like to discuss these shailas. So the halacha is that a person is not chayiv to pay for all the hezekim he did while he was a child. Like I quoted the Mishnah Pei Zayin, sheyelid kotten shehizik potem leshalim and hezokim. What's the logic behind that? Because we say a kotten under the age, a male under 13, a female under 12, is nechshav kishoita, she'en boi das. He's like a shoita, he's lacking das. And we know the halacha is a shoita, is potter on hezek. And therefore a cotton as well is potter on hezek. So therefore it's clear that a cotton that does hezek is potter because he's like a shoita. And even now he's an adult and he has das. All the damage he did while he was a youngster, he is potter from. And that's so too the Mechaber Paskin, the Sinner Shemem Tes, that Gnevis cotton as well. If a cotton steals, that he's not chayv to give it back. And if it's lost while he was a child and when he's adult now, he doesn't have it anymore, he's also exempt, just like by Hezek. So Gnev and Hezek, a child is totally exempt from it. Now, it's clear that even though a child is exempt from Hezek and Gneva, if an adult has in his possession chafetzim, objects that he has stolen while he was a lad, while he was a child, he's chayv to return all these chafetzim to the rightful owner due to the concept of Hashavas Aveda. Granted, a cotton is potter from Hezek and Geneva because he's not a bardas, he's like a shaita. But if he stole when he was a cotton, a nice, let's just say, a nice jacket, he stole his jacket, and when he grows up after his bar mitzvah, he goes to his closet and he sees his jacket, he's not chayv, granted. However, he's chayv to return it to its own, to its correct owners through the concept of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is chayv. That's clear. Now, what's an interesting question is, say this jacket that he stole while he was a child, he did a shinoi on the jacket. He changed the jacket significantly, that through Hilchas Ganev, we know that a shinoi is koina, we'll soon learn in Perek Maruba, but if someone steals something and there's a change in the object, so the Ganev acquires the object, and he's chayv to pay money in its stead. So if an object acquired a shinoi in the Ganev's reshus while the Ganev was a cotton, so the question arises, what does he do when he gets older? Do we say he acquired it when he was a cotton, and it's as if it was lost, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore, and therefore he doesn't have to give it back? Or do we say no, that since when the shinoi took place, he wasn't really a ganev, he was only like a shoita, like we said, and therefore he does actually not require it, and therefore he has the chiyuv now from Hashavas Aveda. So the post can bring down that if a shinoi does occur while he was a cotton, that he is not in fact kind of the chayfitz, because since we say a cotton is like a shoita and is ma'isim alav klum, so he actually never really did a ma'isa geneva, and these shinuyim that happened to the chayfitz in the cotton's reshus are not valid shinois to counteract with the ma'isa geneva, because there was no ma'isa geneva because he was a cotton, and therefore even when he gets older he has to go ahead and he has to return it. A shinoi is not koina bekat nusai. Now, what's with Yush? We know Yush is also koina. So Yush, we have the concept of Istur Asliya. There's a concept that even though Shino is koina, even though Yush is koina through Geneva, but Yush is only koina in Geneva if, when you picked up the object, for example, from Hashavas Aveda, if a lost object was found and I picked it up, and later there was a Yush from the Bailim, I'm koina the Chayfetz. Why? Because I picked it up by Teira. So the question arises over here, do we view the Maisa Geneva of the cotton as a Maisa Isura? Because after all, it was a Maisa Geneva. Or do we view it as not a Maisa Isura, it's not a Maisa Geneva, it was a Lav Klum because he's a Shoita. And if it's Lav Klum, so then it's not an Isura as the other, then Yush could kick in. So that's a Machluk as a Poiskim. Does the Yush kick in Bekat Nusoy, and does he have to return the object at the bottom of Miyash Begat Lusoy? Now, that's what regards to the son's chiyuvim mi'ikah de dinah. However, there is an interesting Ramah that's quoted in Or HaChaim Simen Shimbem Gimel. The Ramah quotes over there by saying, "Katan she'ovar averus b'yaldusoi, a katan that does sins while he was a child, min haroi she'yaseh tshuva al ken she'yagadol." He should. It's fitting. It's proper for him to do tshuva on these averus when he gets older. I mean, even though Mikkah the Dinah, he's potter from all the various he did when he was a cotton. However, he must do tshuva for all the various he did when he was a cotton. When he gets older, it's min haroi, lasois, it's fitting to do, it's proper to do. The taz over there in Sin Cotton base, and so too could be seen in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Cotton test, that not only do you have to do tshuva for all the various that you did when you were a cotton, it's proper to do. Again, it's not Mikkah the Dinah, but it's proper to do. So too, it's proper for a person to pay for all the hazekis that he did as a cotton when he gets older. I mean, even though when he did the hazekis, he's making the dinner potter. Bezin cannot mechayev him. However, it is proper to do tshuva, so too, says the Taz, it's proper to pay for all the damages that was done while he was a cotton. And therefore, says the Taz, also, even if the hazek was a garmi, was an indirect hazek, that we know the Mishnah says, on Sari Ches, the Gemara in Baba Kama, that are garmi, and so too is Paschal in the Mechaber in Sin Shin Mem Tes, that a person is potter from garmi, it's an indirect hezek, but we know Midas Chasidus is to pay the garmi, so too, if you have a cotton that did a garmi, when it gets older, so too it's fitting they should pay the garmi, even though making the dinner garmi is potter, making the dinner cotton is potter, but still to Midas Chasidus to pay. So that's all with regards to the cotton himself. What's with the father? So we know there's a mitzvah chinuch on a father. A father is chayav to mechanic his child in all mitzvahs. And not only mitzvahs, Rav Rishonim is saying not to do averus, he shouldn't do averus. Therefore, it is proper for a father for sure to mechanech his son not to do hezek. Now, if a son did do hezek, does the father have to pay? So this is dealt with in the poskim, and they say the mikra the din of father is not obligated to pay, just like the son's not obligated to pay, even though if a person owns a behemoth and his behemoth damages, he's chayv for his behemoth's damage. But if a person's son damages, he's exempt for paying for the damage his son does. However, since we said it's proper for a child, for an adult, to recompensate for all the hezeks he did when he was a child, so we see that this hezek is fitting to be paid for. It should be paid for from someone. For when the child gets older, he should pay for it. Therefore, reason says that the father should also pay for it when he's a katan. Just like when the katan grows up, he should have to pay for it. So right now, he should pay for it as soon as possible. The father is fitting to help his son out, misakin his son's sin, and to go ahead and pay. It is for sure fitting for the father to pay his son's hezek. Now, the person can say that if the son, let's say, example, you have a son, and the son loves to take marbles and throw it at windows and break windows. That's what he does for a hobby, this son. He takes marbles and breaks windows. Say the father owns marbles, and he knows these marbles, if he leaves them around the house unprotected, the son will go ahead and he'll go and throw those marbles and break windows. So that already could be the father is chayv maker the dinner if he left his marbles unattended. Because there's a gemara, the gemara says that if you have a bucket, and the bucket is left with a string attached to the bucket, and we know that if a tarnagol, if a rooster comes, he'll grab the string, he'll get attached to the string, and he'll go ahead and schlep this bucket around, and he'll use his bucket to be mazik. So you have to watch your bucket, you have to make sure it's not available for a chicken to go around and to use it as a weapon. You cannot leave weapons unattended. If you do leave weapons unattended, so you're chayav. That's the gemara in the Yutes on the base. A person owns a dli, says the gemara, bali a dli, chayom neshali mash, nizik a tarnagol, alidei kleim. Why? Because it's like Eish. We have the loch of Eish. The person puts a fire out and a ruch mitzvah could come and blow it. He's chayv because he was negligent in leaving an unkempt fire. So too, if he has objects around the house that the katan could use to mazik, and he doesn't protect, he doesn't hide these objects, he's negligent with regards to hiding the objects from the sun, so we could view him like a bala dli, we could view him as a person who's chayv mitam Eish, mi'ikad the dinah, and you could be chayv the father.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.